All right, ready to dive in? Today, we're looking at Microsoft Copilot.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually.
It is, it is. So it's this AI tool
Right.
built right into Microsoft 365. And the best part,
Yeah.
there's a free version
Exactly.
that can really like supercharge your productivity.
It can. I've been playing around with it.
We're talking generating project summaries from like raw data,
Yeah.
whipping up visuals, you know,
And
like instantly.
even automating those to-do
Oh,
lists.
tell me about it. So where should we start?
Well, what's really interesting here is Copilot lives like right inside the Microsoft 365 apps you're probably already
Oh,
using,
that makes sense.
like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, even Teams.
So it's not like some, you know, separate thing you got to learn.
No, not there.
AI help, like integrated
It
right
really
now.
is right there in your workflow.
Which I got to say, for anyone worried about security,
Yes.
data privacy,
Huge plus.
the fact that it's, you know, in that Microsoft environment that we're all pretty much familiar with,
Right, that trusted environment.
that's got to be reassuring.
Absolutely.
So hold on. It's not like some rogue AI like taking over my computer.
No, nothing like that.
I'm still the one in
You're
charge.
the boss. Think of Copilot as like your superpowered sidekick.
I like that.
You give it instructions, we call them prompts,
Okay.
and you use plain English,
Or
and it
like for
executes them.
so like if I need a summary of a huge report, I just tell Copilot what I need.
Exactly. Or let's say you want to turn a spreadsheet into a chart, something easy to understand.
Yeah.
Copilot can handle that too.
Okay, wait, you said prompts? Is that some kind of code I got to
No,
learn?
no, no. It's literally just typing out what you want Copilot to do,
Oh, okay.
like you were asking a colleague.
Gotcha.
And this is where it gets interesting. This is where the idea of prompt engineering comes in.
Prompt engineering. Sounds fancy.
It's the art of, making those instructions really clear, specific to get those best results from Copilot.
So the better my instructions, the
Exactly.
better Copilot does.
It's like giving directions.
Oh, okay.
The more detail you give, the
Right.
less chance of getting lost.
Makes sense. Okay, you've got me intrigued,
Good.
but I'm also, you know, the type who likes to try before I buy.
Sure.
You mentioned a free version.
Yes.
What's the catch?
No catch. Microsoft offers a free version packed with features.
Really?
Yeah.
Perfect for someone just starting out with AI, maybe.
Or for those with like basic needs,
Okay, so what can I actually de-do with this free version?
Give me some real-world examples here.
You got it. Imagine you've got a mountain of emails
Oh, yeah.
all about a project. You need a clear to-do list.
Happens all the time.
With the free version, you tell Copilot, make a to-do list from this email thread, and you've
Oh,
got a prioritized list.
ready to go.
You can also have it summarize documents, pull out like key insights, even create basic charts from data.
Right.
Wait, so I can literally say, Copilot, make me a chart showing sales trends from this spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And it just does it
That's the idea.
for free.
For free. Of course, the quality depends on, how clear your prompt is.
Right.
But even with just basic instructions, you can see how much time Copilot can save you.
Yeah.
Mental energy, too.
Especially, you know, in that secure Microsoft environment.
Exactly. That you already have.
Okay. I'm starting to see the appeal here, but
Yeah.
let's say I want to try this out.
Yeah.
Where do I even find Copilot?
It's super user-friendly.
Is it like buried in some menu
Oh,
somewhere?
nope. You just open a Microsoft 365 app,
Okay.
like Word or Excel. Look for the Copilot button or panel,
Right.
usually in the toolbar. Click that, and a text box pops up.
Easy enough.
And that's where you type your prompts.
You know, you've really got me curious about this whole prompt engineering thing.
Yeah.
Any tips, any tricks to really getting the most out of Copilot, even in the free version, I mean.
Absolutely. The stuff we've been looking at, it's got some great examples.
Okay, good.
Remember, the more specific those instructions, the better the results.
Right.
Let's say you want a summary of a report. Instead of just saying, Copilot, summarize this,
Yeah.
you could say, summarize this report, but highlight the key findings and maybe the potential risks for our upcoming project.
I see, I
You're
see.
giving Copilot
So it can
contexts.
give me like more tailored help.
Exactly, more helpful output.
So it's almost like I'm learning a new language.
That's a great way to put it.
The language of AI.
The more you use Copilot, the more you'll get it. How to, phrase those prompts to get exactly what you need.
Like I'm learning to talk to a new teammate.
Yeah, like that.
And the results can be, you know, pretty amazing.
They can be.
All right, so we've covered the basics.
Yeah. What's cool is the source material actually has some really cool real-world examples. I think our listeners would love to hear these.
Let's get into it then. Give me one. What really jumped out at you?
Well, this one about creating PowerPoint presentations
From data.
from data. Imagine telling Copilot, create a PowerPoint presentation, summarize our Q3 sales metrics, highlight where we grew, where we didn't.
Okay, so instead of me spending hours copying, pasting charts and figures, Copilot could make a first draft in like minutes,
Exactly.
leaving me to, focus on the actual analysis, the
Exactly.
storytelling part.
It's like having a design assistant and a data assistant all in one.
That is pretty amazing, and it's not just about saving time.
Right. The source also mentioned, Copilot can help you visualize data in new ways.
Interesting.
Maybe you see insights you wouldn't have
Oh,
otherwise,
I see.
especially because you're in that safe Microsoft environment. You can experiment,
Yeah, I'm already thinking about all the presentations I got to make for work. This could be a game changer. What other cool prompts did you see?
This one about client follow-up emails.
Oh,
You
man.
know, those emails you send after a meeting, summarizing next steps, all that.
Ugh, yeah. So
And they
tedious.
all kind of follow the same format.
Every time. So what, Copilot can help with that?
Imagine telling Copilot, draft a follow-up email to client name, summarize our talk about project, and list the next steps we agreed on.
Wow.
Copilot could generate a professional, personalized email
No kidding.
in
I
seconds.
don't have to type the same thing over and over again.
Nope.
This is brilliant.
It frees you up to think about the bigger picture with the client, building that relationship, anticipating their needs.
And this is just two examples
Yeah.
from what we've been looking at. The possibilities, I mean.
Endless.
And with the free version. So, listener, what's clicking for you as you hear
Oh,
this?
yeah. What tasks in your work could Copilot be streamlining?
Now, we've been focusing on the free version,
Yeah, it's really powerful.
but there is, of course, a paid pro version. What's the difference? Is it worth the upgrade?
Well, the free version's great for getting started, handling those everyday tasks,
Right.
But Pro unlocks some really advanced features.
Give me an example.
Well, it can handle much larger data sets,
Oh, okay.
much more complex ones too. So if you're doing serious data analysis
Yeah.
or working with really long documents, Pro might be worth looking into.
So for someone who's, really diving deep into data,
Yeah.
dealing with tons of information, Pro might be the way to go. But for, the average user,
Right.
someone who, values security, is already comfortable with Microsoft 365. The free
Exactly.
version's a steal.
Absolutely. And don't forget, Microsoft's always updating Copilot.
That's true.
So even if you start with free, you're still getting those improvements.
It's like having a personal AI assistant that's constantly learning, growing. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
What I find really fascinating is that this level of AI help, it's now available to anyone with a Microsoft 365 account.
It's pretty incredible. You don't have to be a tech whiz or a data scientist to use this.
Right?
It's really intuitive,
Yeah.
user-friendly, especially for folks already in that Microsoft world,
All right, so before we wrap up, let's recap what we've learned. We started by, demystifying Copilot.
Yeah.
What it is, where it lives.
It's an AI assistant right in your Microsoft 365 apps.
And that free version's pretty impressive.
We talk about how Copilot works. With those prompts.
Those plain English
Yeah,
instructions.
tell it what you need.
And the source material we have, it's full of great real-world example.
Like making PowerPoint presentations from data,
Yeah.
drafting client emails, all sorts of stuff.
And it all happens within that secure Microsoft environment.
That's a huge plus. You can really explore the power of AI, but with peace of mind. Absolutely. And this is really important. Copilot, it's not just about automating things,
Oh, okay.
it's about augmenting human capabilities.
Interest.
It's like having a tireless assistant who can handle those repetitive tasks.
I like that.
So you're free. You can do that creative, strategic work.
So it's not about replacing humans, it's about making us better at what
Exactly.
we do.
And as AI gets, even better, Copilot will become even more sophisticated,
Yeah.
even more integrated into our lives.
So for you, listener, want to boost your productivity, explore the future of work.
Start experimenting with Copilot.
The free version, I mean.
It can have a big impact on how you work.
This actually raises an interesting question. Now that you've seen the possibilities, what's the first task you want to try?
Automating, improving, With Copilot, the power is there.
That's a great point to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Copilot. Till next time, keep exploring, keep learning.
Yeah, those emails you send after a meeting, summarizing next steps, all that.
Ugh, yeah.
So tedious.
And they all kind of follow the same format.
Every time. So what Copilot can help with that?
Imagine telling Copilot, draft a follow-up email to client name, summarize our talk about project, and list the next steps we agreed on.
Wow.
Copilot could generate a professional personalized email.
No kidding.
In seconds.
And I don't have to type the same thing over and over again.
Nope.
This is brilliant.
It frees you up to think about the bigger picture with the client, building that relationship, you know, anticipating their needs.
And this is just two examples.
Right.
From what we've been looking at. The possibilities, I mean.
Endless.
And with the free version. So listener, what's clicking for you as you hear this?
Yeah. What tasks in your work could Copilot be streamlining?
Now we've been focusing on the free version.
Yeah, it's really powerful.
But there is, of course, a paid pro version.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? Is it worth the upgrade?
Well, the free version's great for getting started, handling those everyday tasks, you know?
But pro unlocks some really advanced features.
Give me an example.
Well, it can handle much larger data sets.
Okay.
Much more complex ones, too. So if you're doing serious data analysis or working with really long documents, pro might be worth looking into.
So for someone who's, you know, really diving deep into data, dealing with tons of information, pro might be the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But for, you know, the average user, someone who, you know, values security or already comfortable with Microsoft 365.
Exactly.
The free version's a steal.
Absolutely. And don't forget, Microsoft's always updating Copilot.
That's true.
So even if you start with free, you're still getting those improvements.
It's like having a personal AI assistant.
Right.
That's constantly learning, growing.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
What I find really fascinating is that this level of AI help.
Yeah.
It's now available to anyone with a Microsoft 365 account.
It's pretty incredible. Wow. You don't have to be a tech whiz or a data scientist to use this. It's really intuitive, user-friendly. Especially for folks already in that Microsoft world, you know.
All right. So before we wrap up,
mm-hmm.
let's recap what we've learned. We started by, you know, demystifying Copilot.
Yeah.
What it is, where it lives.
It's an AI assistant.
Yeah.
Right in your Microsoft 365 apps.
And that free version is pretty impressive.
We talked about how Copilot works. You know, with those prompts.
Those plain English instructions.
Right. Tell it what you need.
And the source material we have, it's full of great real-world examples.
Like making PowerPoint presentations from data.
Yeah.
Drafting client emails. All sorts of stuff.
But it all happens within that secure Microsoft environment.
That's a huge plus.
Yeah.
You can really explore the power of AI, but with peace of mind.
Absolutely. And this is really important. Copilot, it's not just about automating things.
Oh, okay.
It's about augmenting human capabilities.
Interesting.
It's like having a tireless assistant who can handle those repetitive tasks.
I like that.
So you're free. You can do that creative strategic work. So it's not about replacing humans. It's about making us better.
Exactly.
At what we do.
And as AI gets, you know, even better, Copilot will become even more sophisticated.
Yeah.
Even more integrated into our lives.
So for you listeners who want to boost your productivity, explore the future of work.
Start experimenting with Copilot.
The free version. I mean,
it can have a big impact on how you work.
This actually raises an interesting question. Now that you've seen the possibilities, what's the first task you want to try?
Automating, improving with Copilot. The power is there.
That's a great point to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Copilot. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning.